Some Central New Yorkers are taking a stand against suicide. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, an Elbridge-based organization is trying to raise awareness about the risks of mental illness that can sometimes lead to suicide.
Tara Kinsella Denny's father shot himself to death 4 years ago. She says he'd suffered from bipolar disorder for years.
He worked at Camillus Cutlery for 29 years. He was able to treat his illness with medication and counseling. And then when the cutlery closed, he lost his insurance and was unable to get treatment any longer. Things kind of slowly unraveled and he got to the bottom and took his own life.
But this isn't just a story about Denny's father. Denny herself spent time in a psych unit after months of debilitating panic attacks following the death of her father.
I tried to just deal with it, and it wasn't working. I started missing days from work. I got to the point where I wouldn't leave my house. I had horrible panic attacks, and I ended up putting myself in the psychiatric unit at Upstate for 11 days because I was also suicidal.
She says part of her problem was simply not coming to grips with her father's suicide.
I lived in shock for 3 years, and I didn't deal with it at all. I just kind of kept going like nothing had happened. I mean, there were my nights where I cried and, you know, whatever. But then 3 years in, I don't know how to say it. I lost my mind.
Denny's illness is now under control with the help of therapy and medication, and it's finding herself on both sides of suicide that has brought her to start the group Stand Against Suicide. It offers support groups for people who are suffering from mental illness. It also reaches out to grieving families who find dealing with death through suicide challenging. One of the things Denny experienced was a stigma of suicide after her father died.
Of course, everybody was there at first when, you know, because someone calls and says, hey, Tara's dad passed away. My friends showed up. But after that, I remember being in the local grocery store and I would see somebody I knew at the end of the aisle and they would turn quick and walk away. I was avoided by everybody. Nobody knew what to say.
The other point of the group is to emphasize the facts. Suicide is the fourth leading cause of death for adults between the ages of 18 and 65 in this country, half of those deaths involving people suffering from a major depression. It's a disease that many don't understand.
Kind of like if you had anything, you have a table, and every day you put a brick on the table. You keep, every day you just put one more brick. Eventually, that table's going to break if you don't put some more help underneath it, some more support.
Denny says the important thing people need to know about mental illness is it is treatable through medication and therapy. She says it worked for her.
And my daughter now, she says, Mommy, it sucked when you were gone for 11 days, but I'm so happy you went because you can smile again.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
And Stand Against Suicide is holding a community walk this weekend along Syracuse's Creek Walk to raise money for the organization. For more information, you can visit our website, wrvo.org.